Public News Service Daily Newscast for March 24, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. President Trump Monday signaled he wants the economy to be back in full swing as quickly as possible. CBS News reports at the Monday Coronavirus Task Force briefing, Trump indicated his administration will reevaluate the 15-day guidelines the White House issued last week. When that time is up, and soon issue new guidelines on how to return to a more normalized workforce and economy, he said. Quoting the president, "Our country wasn't built to be shut down. This is not a country that was built for this," Trump adding, "we're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem." CBS notes that only days ago, the president stood at the same podium, warning Americans the outbreak could last into July or August. A petition with more than a quarter of a million signatures has been sent to the Congress demanding regulations to keep healthcare workers safe as they treat COVID-19 patients.
Nurses say they need filtering respirators to keep them safe from infection by the novel coronavirus. But facing a national shortage of masks, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has downgraded the minimum level of recommended protection twice. According to Ken Zinn with National Nurses United, Congress needs to intervene.
We need an OSHA temporary emergency standard that will tell hospitals they have to have the highest level of personal protective equipment that will actually do the job keeping healthcare workers safe.
He says the CDC has told hospitals that it is permissible for healthcare workers to wear surgical masks, bandanas, or scarves when treating suspected or confirmed COVID-19 patients.
The latest House version of the COVID-19 stimulus package had a provision that would require protections for healthcare workers. The Senate version at that point did not. Colorado's community health centers have done a complete refiguring of their health delivery models in response to COVID-19 and are set to take an enormous hit in their ability to continue to provide care if the Congress does not approve critical funding.
Polly Anderson with the Colorado Community Health Network says centers also don't have enough personal protection gear for workers or enough testing kits.
Health centers need immediate funds to stay operational, to continue to serve on the front lines of this public health crisis. We also need Congress to act and reauthorize the federal funding for this program so that we're not in a month-to-month situation when we're most needed.
Federal stopgap funding for centers passed in December but is set to expire on May 22nd. And Anderson says many staff could face furloughs without additional support. I'm Eric Galatis.
Anderson says health centers that serve Coloradans regardless of their ability to pay will continue to do all they can. This is PNS. It is estimated that one in four Kentuckians has undiagnosed type 2 diabetes. Local prevention programs across the state are working to help residents control their blood sugar and decrease their risk of diabetes-related complications, especially amid the pandemic.
According to the CDC, people with diabetes may be at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. Mary Beth Castle with the Johnson County Health Department teaches a weekly CDC-recognized diabetes prevention class. She says the biggest issue her clients struggle with is increasing their physical activity.
I have a lady that's on a cane. I've had individuals that have been on oxygen. So we talk about things that they can do. One of the things that I do recommend to them is if they are sitting at home watching TV, that every time a commercial comes on, I suggest to them to get up and walk around in the house.
Castle adds that while her class has stopped meeting in person as the state continues social distancing measures, I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
Coronavirus may have shut down schools in Missouri, but Mary Sherman reports it's not stopping efforts to ensure that kids have access to nutritious foods during the day.
According to Missouri Kids Count data, roughly 17% of Missouri children are food insecure, meaning they are unsure where their next meal will come from. Federally funded programs help to meet the need by providing free or reduced price meals during the school day. With classes canceled, it's a full court press for agencies and organizations that help connect children in need to anti-hunger programs. Jeremy Malarski with No Kid Hungry Missouri, a program of the Family and Community Trust, explains.
The work is extremely critical now in a way that it hasn't been before because there's a lot of confusion and anxiety, and the biggest cause of anxiety is not knowing what's happening.
Missouri was approved for USDA waivers that allow school meals to be served in non-group settings and off campus.
Finally, Diane Bernard reports health officials are issuing warnings about the use of a anti-malarial drug that, after President Trump touted them as a possible cure for COVID-19.
Mass use of chloroquine and other quinine drugs without testing is a public health danger, says Dr. Remington Nevin, a Johns Hopkins epidemiologist. He explains this class of drugs can be neurotoxic with disturbing and possibly permanent mental health side effects.
The widespread use of chloroquine for prophylaxis is associated with a measurable increase in the rate of incidence of neuropsychiatric illness. Will be more anxious, more depressed, more psychotic, and more suicidal.
He says he's troubled that some doctors in the United States have started to prescribe the drugs for use against the coronavirus, but he points out that their effectiveness has not been demonstrated in full-scale clinical studies.
I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.